Welcome back to the Finsiders. John Congemi here, along with Sam Madison and OJ McDuffie. Tristan Jones handling the live chat inside the Metro PCS Comment Center. Always pleased to check in with national analysts, and now I get an opportunity to talk with ESPN's NFL insider Chris Mortensen. And thanks for taking a few minutes with us, Morton. I know this is becoming a bit of a combine tradition that we check in with you once a year.
John, once a year at least we do this. Looking forward to it again.
First off, I have to ask you about the priorities of the Miami Dolphins. Head coach Joe Philbin, new general manager and Dennis Hickey. Where are the Miami Dolphins going to go and look to improve this team in 2014?
Well, I think they're obvious. I mean, let's face it, you got to solidify the offensive line for all the reasons we know. Richie Incognito is no longer going to be there. Jonathan Martin, we don't believe, is going to be there. In fact, maybe by the time we're speaking, he's not there. But, you know, Mike Pouncey, is he going to face league discipline? You just have to rebuild that offensive line. You know, show me a great offense, I'll show you a great offensive line. And then certainly you just got to build that 53-man roster. And obviously Joe Philbin, the coach, wants to bring in the type of, you know, good character players who will build the type of locker room that he wants and have that workplace environment that he has so strongly stated he desires.
Yeah, definitely the offensive line. There could be four positions up for grabs for this team coming into September, so that has to be a priority for both of those gentlemen. And you think that some of the guys on the defensive side looking forward to hitting free agency. All the talk in South Florida has been about cornerback Brent Grimes, but we have to think about the two tackles on the inside, Paul Solei, Randy Starks. What kind of market is out there for guys like that?
Well, you know, Grimes is going to be the value guy. He's the guy who's graded out very well. You know, those are the determinations you have to make. There is money out there. You know, salary cap's going to be higher than people projected, but, you know, a lot of times you save your salary cap money for your own players to extend. And then it's a matter of, do you let them test the market and say, okay, your offer was the best offer, I want to come back, and do you still have the door open, or did you go chase somebody else? So certainly for Dennis Hickey, that's a big challenge to navigate that. And certainly, you know, when you're talking about somebody who's making that call really for the first time, it's probably a high tension, I would say, stretch coming up here for the new GM.
Yeah, for a general manager coming into his first job, you have to make big-time decisions, and right away in 2014, Dennis Hickey will have to make that. The draft class, you're getting up close and personal with a lot of these guys inside Lucas Oil Stadium, and you're getting a chance to look at this class. What is it about the combine that you're seeing that's going to make this a really quality class come May?
Well, that's number one thing, John, is exactly what you're stating. It's everybody here. I've never heard a consensus of a draft being this deep in a long time. I mean, when a guy like Kevin Colbert, the Steelers general manager, well-respected, says, deepest draft I've seen in 30 years. Now, with that comes a caveat. There's 98 underclassmen, and there's 85 that were invited to this combine, and they're really talented. But there's a lot of immaturity that comes with that. And so, you know, in a way, you know, I hate that the draft is in May. I think a lot of people do. But in some ways, it may give them more time to gather information on these type of players to see if, in fact, they're a fit. But it's very deep, and it's deep in a lot of those areas that the Dolphins have needs.
It looks like a lot of talent going to be there at multiple positions, Morton. Finally, have to ask you about the maturity level of one of the Dolphins players that's currently on the roster, and that's quarterback Ryan Tannehill. What do you think more about Ryan's development after year two?
Well, you know, it wasn't quite the leap I was expecting, because we had heard Mike Sherman, who's no longer there in place, and I have great respect for Mike, but, you know, stating that no quarterback will make more improvement than Ryan Tannehill this past season. Well, listen, we know the strange dynamics that occurred in the Dolphins locker room between Incognito and Martin and the distraction and all those things. They actually seemed to rally out of that, and then they faded near the end down the stretch. So, you know, for Ryan Tannehill, you know, he's got to step forward. This is his year. It's like, I think now it's the feeling always is that, you know, you better pretty much establish yourself at a high level by your third year. Some people will say four. In today's NFL, it feels like the third year. So I'd say the year coming up for Ryan is huge.
I agree with you, Mort. Year three, Ryan Tannehill and the Miami Dolphins have to find a way to get into the playoffs. Hey, thanks so much for your time, and stay warm up in Indianapolis.
All right, John. Enjoy sunny South Florida.